Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
I said you can leave and still be in town. And still be in, you can still be in the house that you've left. You've left the philosophy and oversight of the ones who provided the inheritance for you. You have abandoned the value system that they've given you, yet you're still in their house. They can't tell you nothing, can't correct you. At least they try to tell you to be in the house a certain time. But many times you can be very close by, but you're really gone on a distance. Your heart and mind is controlled by another group of people. Amen. And so when you look, when it says riotous living, there are people, they can be right in your house and they're riotous living. Amen. You don't have to go away to spend valuable things in riotous living. You just remember, your substance can be your time. When the parents say, well, baby, how you spending your time? You don't want questions about how you're spending your time. Because when you don't have resources or money, your time is valuable. And you can make your time far more valuable. Many times, those of you who go to school and get training and things like that, you're making your time valuable. And somebody will pay you for it. Or unless you just wasted it. So here, he had substance and he went away and said he had spent all, verse 14, and there arose, read verse 14, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. Okay, you spent everything and now there's an emergency. You're in a bad situation. Amen. I say, here, church, you ought to always have money. What? Where did that come from? Come from the microphone. I just spoke it in here. Turn to your neighbor and say, you ought to always have some money. All the time. Say, you have no business being broke. Somebody may need your help. See, you wasn't looking at it that way, but somebody, you got to be ready to help somebody. And to everybody that call you, you always fresh out. I don't know if they use that term. Can I get a witness? You all position yourself. And so when you say, well, you know, I always have money. Turn to your neighbor and say, I always have money. Say, he talking to me. I always have money. You say, no, I don't know how true it is, but I'm believing God with it, maybe. Your confession rules you. And I told you before, I said, you don't have to spend it all. Can you say amen? And so sure, there are things you can get, you know, whatever. And so, but anyway, this young man here, there was a famine that came. There was a famine in that land, and he began to be in want. In other words, he was in want when that famine hit because he done spent everything he had. Sometimes people don't realize they ain't want till they broke. Now I'm talking financially now. But it covers some people don't realize you out of friends. You don't have no more friends. You don't have no more friends, nothing. You out of everything. Amen. You ain't gone through a situation in your life with your riders living, you done eliminated your money and your friends. You become a liability to normal people. It's not good to be with you. It's not good to know you. Oh, that from the church. You better recognize. Church people and sinners alike will distance themselves from you. They're not that spiritual. Amen. You're a liability. How much of a liability? If they don't know, they'll let you know. You know, hey, don't be calling me. Well, that's not right. I didn't say it was right. I'm just saying that's the reality. So he went back. He went back home. So the word said, let me go quickly here. It said, and he went and joined himself. So he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself, verse 15, to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. So the guy helped him out. He helped him out with a job. Now, many people be in want. They don't want a job. I ain't wearing no McDonald's. Do you own another company or something? Do you have another source of cash flow? Do you have another cash flow stream? You better work wherever you can work. See, that's where the pride come in. Many prodigals have pride. That's prodigal pride. Say prodigal pride. That's when you broke and you won't humble yourself. That's prodigal pride. Now, when I say broke, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about broke. That means you have no resources, no friends, no talent, no ability, no contact, no money, no direction, no car, nothing. You just flat out. In the richest country in the world, and you don't have none of those things. Can I get a witness? And they're talking about you looking for a wife. She don't want to be found by you. She don't want to be found by a prodigal pursuer. Hello, somebody. She doesn't want to be found by a prodigal pursuer. So that's why you got to check who talking to you, sisters. Amen. Amen. You don't want to date the prodigal son. That's why you have to say, where your parents? Where you say you from? Let's call him. He may be running. You remember that song? I knew I wanted to come up. I didn't move for time. This was gospel out of Detroit by the Temptations. Amen. Well, I don't know why the Lord give me these like this is. Amen. Temptations with the church. Runaway child. Running wild. Got to go back home where you belong. You're lost in a great big city. Go back home where you belong. Don't make me do the other words parts of it. The streets are dark and deserted. Not a single sign of life. Oh, how you long to hear your mother's voice. Go back home where you belong. Lord, have mercy. When that come out of Detroit, folk was running away home. They was leaving Georgia, Florida, going to New York on them streets at night, no contact, trying to do heroin and hustle, and never been out of a country town before. You up in the big city, amen. Lost in a great big city. Go back home. You'll have no contacts. You didn't leave right. You just left high school. You just learned their name good. Prodigal sons and daughters. Some made it back. Some never made it back. That's why the word says, seek the Lord in the days of thy youth when the evil days come not. You better find the Lord now. There's a pull that comes on young people. There's a pull to go somewhere and make your mark. You're not ready to make your mark yet. Your parents already know this. They'll tell you when you're ready to make your mark. Now, if you go away and you go in the military and you go to college on a scholarship or some kind of, you going the right way because you haven't left home. You still home. Like Bear Bryant told the boys at his camp one time, he said, what I want y'all to do, I want you to get on the telephone and write a letter and call your parents and tell them thank you, because you don't get to this level without help from their parents. See, a lot of people, they want to go on their own so they can take credit. You want to be the first millionaire by the time you're 30 and all of this here. You go out there compromising with riotous living with people you can't trust. Amen. When you run away from home, you go the wrong way. You can't trust other people who left home the wrong way. So you got to find out, why did you leave? Come on, somebody. And so you start connecting with people that made bad choices. They left the wrong way. But here, this guy, this is just halfway through. This is the revelation that took place with the prodigal son. This is the prodigal revelation. You out of place, in the wrong place. You're in a danger zone. You got to do some serious recovery now, because you're living beneath the standards you grew up on. Amen. And now you want to go back to your dad where you was living good. Can you say amen? All right. So the word says, this is a revelation for young people out there today. Some, I hope you hear this and you will go back home. Amen. Just pick up the phone and call. You might not have, I remember a statement my mom used to make. She said, it ain't much, but it's ours. Come on, somebody. Waking up, don't know where you're waking up at. But the word says, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Now, y'all ever fed hogs before? Me and Jesse was just talking about hogs yesterday. Hogs, the stuff hogs eat, they eat slop. It's called slop. You hungry enough to want to eat what hogs eat? Any of y'all ever fed hogs before? Brother Russell, y'all had some hogs up in the church? Yeah. Yeah, you had all this stuff in a bucket, man, combing and stuff, folk throwing away. That's what they feed the hogs. Why they feed them that? Because they're going to kill them. Amen. And so he jealous of what the hogs eat. He hungry. He in bad shape. And he went and joined himself. So it said, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, let's read verse 17 together. We'll wrap this up. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I'm out here on my own, living like a dog on the street, and the people that work for my daddy are living good. They're the hired hand. I'm not even the hired hand. I'm a son. I'm a son. You're a son of God. You God's son. You ain't supposed to be struggling. He said he knew what he left. But he didn't know what to do. He didn't have proper management. See, there's more to getting grown than getting old. If you just stay alive, you'll get grown. But it doesn't mean you're prepared. So there's an aspect of teaching and training that your parents, well, why they haven't taught me? Because you wasn't ready. Your attitude determines what they can put in you. And what they put in you prepares for where you're going. Come on, somebody. Amen. You're 18 and can't fill out a check. This thing you're supposed to know already, but you want to go before you know. Amen. Your parents know the kind of people you're going to meet. And they'll put you into the kind of meet training, you know, you meet these kind of people here. And some people, some young people, they go to college and they can't even handle that level of new people. And they all supposed to be pretty good people, but they're not. Amen. You don't supposed to have your life sabotaged going to college. Amen. But it can happen. In an institution of higher learning, you're in there with people who not necessarily interested. Some of them are already going to quit. They're not going to stay. All of them not going to stay. Some of them know they're not going to stay. Some of them know they ain't got no business there in the first place. Amen. But that's not your job. Your job is to focus on what your parents told you to focus on and how they prepared you. Let me go further. So the word says that he would have eaten the swine. In verse 17, and when he came to himself. That means you come to the revelation of the information of the value system that your parents put in you and realize who you are. One of the things in this ministry is called Air Church. It's called Air Church. You must know who you are in Christ Jesus. Who you are determines what you settle for, what you believe God for, what you do and what you don't. It's tied to your identity. You must hear the words your parents spoke into you. They're telling you who you are. The details they're giving you fit your image and the value system. Somebody say value system. They're giving you a value system. But many times you can miss it because you don't see it until you start compromising it. You get out there and compromise your value system. You go out somewhere, you ain't never stayed out all night. Your parents didn't let you stay out all night. You don't even know what to do out all night. Then what do we do at 2 o'clock in the morning? You do nothing because you had no business staying at 2. You wasn't allowed to do that. You got to stay in your lane. They put you in the right lane. But see, you want to go, and with the freedom, and what happened with him, he had freedom he had never learned how to use. See, freedom is dangerous. With freedom comes responsibility. See, when you're still home, you don't have the freedom, but you're not ready for it yet. They get you ready for it. They trust in you in little bitty things. You won't go to the store and come right back. What took you so long? Well, I had to go so. I didn't tell you to take my car and go to those other places. So you can't be trusted with the car, with the money. Hello, somebody. They getting you ready to go on your own. They preparing you to go on your own with these prodigal personalities you got. Talking to my young adults out there. It's a big world out there waiting for you to come and take charge, but you got to get trained. Somebody got to trust you with something that doesn't belong to you. Your parents give you the keys to their car. That's their car. They're paying the insurance on it. And then you get an attitude if they don't give it to you like it's yours. You ain't paid no notes, watched or done nothing. You have a prodigal personality. Yeah, you a crash waiting to happen in terms of your life. Amen. You can be looking good and smart and married too soon too. And you're going to produce a prodigal relationship. You're going to mess up some boy and some girl's head. You're going to mess them up with that prodigal stuff in you. Hello, somebody. That's why when you're growing up and you meet your husband-to-be, his mama looking at you like, over glasses. Junior, where you meet this girl? Well, who are her parents? Amen. They'll check in your value system. They want to check, are you going to cooperate with the value system we put in Junior? Or do you bring a totally different value system? The reason God didn't want Solomon to have all these women was because they were going to bring a new value system. They all had a different value system of worshiping somebody else. Said, these women are going to turn your heart away from God, Solomon. I said, what about, ain't he got too many of them? He didn't say nothing about that. He said, nope, they're going to turn your heart away from God. Hallelujah. Amen. You already going to stop calling your mama already. Somebody say, prodigal personality. Let me wrap this up. And the word says, and when he had come to himself, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to eat? He said, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. He's realized I'm way off from the value system that my parents gave me. You need to stop. Young people today, if you hear me on, you're on Facebook Live or anywhere else live or whatever, and those of you here, check your value system. Check your parents' value system. Some of you haven't examined it closely to examine why they taught you what they taught you and where they got it from. They're handing down values to you that will produce greatness in your life if you pay attention to them. See, you were young and you weren't listening. You thought they'd fussing just to be fussing. Amen? And I'm sure all parents didn't have a great value system. I get that. But there's somebody in there with a value system. There's somebody in your family successful. Amen. Male and or female. And they're looking for somebody who will listen. Amen. Who will listen. So when you do go, you go with the right with the right mindset and the right value system. Prodigal, this is the prodigal son. Now God has a message. See, God, the God part of this is God's always ready when you come back. And it talks about this. It says, but I wanted to look at the part about the prodigal personalities and the prodigal principles. And this is what we're dealing with today. We're dealing with a mass amount of young people who are not listening to the wisdom of their parents. Amen. Who are not positioning themselves to inherit the things that their parents have. You say, well, my parents ain't how they got no money. It's more to inherit than money. It's far more to inherit than money. Can you say amen? Amen. I often quote all these old sayings my mama used to give. She was a my grandmother's sister, she had these old sayings. I'm like, wow, I wonder where she got that from. And one of them, she said, I don't believe in feeding frogs for snakes. What? What? You don't believe in doing what? Well, she's saying that, David, I'm not raising you for fools. So let me tell you right now. I'm going to make comments on who you know, who you with. All that. She said, I have an opinion about that. I'm not going to escort your life into the hands of stupid people. So you're going to know who to deal with and who not to deal with. She said, I ain't putting all this time in feeding and raising you to turn you over to some people who want to run the street, be criminals, and do this kind of thing. She said, no, I ain't giving you to the devil. No, I ain't serving you up. Can I get a witness? And all of that is in that one statement. And what she's saying, I'm making an investment in you. Oh, you're going to be somebody. I'm making an investment in you. And I told you the story about Monk when I met Monk. You know we all had these names. She said, David, who's that boy? I said, that's Monk, Mama. She said, what? What's his name? I said, that's Monk. She said, let me tell you something. Don't ever bring that boy to my house ever again. But Monk cool, Mama. He all right. He fun a lot. She said, listen to me, son. Don't ever bring him to my house ever again. I want you to have nothing to do with it. She saw in the spirit of him that he wasn't a match for what she was raising me to be. Come on, somebody. That little old bit of house we was in, you think it ain't nothing. No, it wasn't about that house. It's about that value system. Amen. It's about the value system. And what difference does it make in your parents successful if you're not going to listen? Amen. And so I got the message. Monk never did come. And Monk had some converses. He was one of the first guys that had some new converses. You know, among, a lot of the friends of your kids, they're popular. They like popular kids at school. And nowadays, you Facebook, you pick up all kind of foolish friends on Facebook. They have you taking trips with them, and your folks never met them. But let's go quickly. The word says, and I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. See, there's certain things about your home you won't see until you go away. There's certain things about where you raised up and the people that raised you up and where you were raised that you won't value till you leave, until you go and look at them from another view. You won't appreciate what you have. Are you following me? But you shouldn't have to do that. That's a dangerous thing. You want to learn to appreciate, because see, a lot of the blessings you have is so close to you, you take it for granted. I said you take it for granted, the kind of love you have in that home, the kind of attention you have. You may not have what other people have. You might not have all the things your girlfriends got and all the spending money. You might not have, your folk might not have the money they got. But you got to look at what you have. You got to look at what God has blessed your life with. So in any case, that was what was at his house. But the father said him to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. I'm going to stop there. What happened? This is the way God feels about you. If you've gone out in life and you made some bad choices, you might be 30, you might be 40, you might be 45, you might have been stuck out there in a prodigal pattern. You know, one bad date after another. One bad situation after another. You just kept one after. You didn't catch it with the first batch of hogs. You had to just eat more slop. You got further into it. You didn't lift up your head and get out of pride. You just went further. You got further out there. But one day you heard the name of Jesus. You decided to come home. You come home to Jesus. Amen. You would give your life to Jesus. It can get worse. You might be here and your mom in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, South Carolina. You need to call her. Your mom's alive. Your dad, you need to call them and ask them to forgive you. Forgive you for going off the way you did. They never heard from you. Amen. They've been wanting to help you, but they had to let you go. You're living in a prodigal pattern all this time. Amen. You got to go back home. Just like the temptation said, you go back home where you belong. Even if you don't stay there, you got to return to the relationship that nurtured you. Can you say amen? And that's one of the things I want to share with young people today. You've got to look at knowing that you got to stay close. Don't ever leave. Stay close. I said stay close. Amen. You say, well, you know, hey, I'm 35 and I'm 32 and I'm not married yet. I'm staying with my I'm at the house with my mom and dad. Stay there. Don't be going just because you're 35. There's some fools out there will wreck your life at 35. Don't compromise. Stay with the value system. Your mama praying for you. Your daddy praying for you. Amen. They didn't raise you to compromise and marry just anybody just to be married. No, they didn't raise you up to eat out the slop, the hog pen. Amen. Your daddy don't want that for his girl. And vice versa. So this is the prodigal pattern right here. And God loves you. So you find Jesus, you come to him, give your life to the Lord. Amen. And I want to say this to you with every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here, you say, Pastor, that's me. I've been in the world. I haven't given my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. Amen. I know he has a plan for me. My mama raised me the right way. There are things that God has for my life, and I want them. If you've never asked Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life, while the blood is running warm in your veins, if you say, Pastor, that's me. I want to turn to Jesus right now. You may be still living in that house. Your body may be there, but your mind's across town somewhere. Your mind's somewhere else. It's stuck in the internet somewhere. You need to give it back to the value system that your parents gave to you. You may be still here physically in town, but you don't communicate with your very own parents, talking about what you don't like and who you don't like and what you're not forgiven. Let it go and forgive them right now. Return back. Get right back on the track. The one God had for you. Your parents are not your parents by coincidence. He gave you the parents he wanted you to have. So you begin to pray. You get in the Word of God. Amen. You say, Pastor, that's me. Remember me in that prayer. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to just restore my fellowship or get saved. Whichever one. If you just give me a raise, I will honor. Raise your hand. I will honor your hand as it's raised. It says your prayer. Amen. All right, I'm going to pray this prayer. Say this prayer with me. Say, Father God, restore me. Renew me from a prodigal pattern. In any area of my life, I know, Father, that you desire victory and glory in my life for you, O God. I hear your voice today in the name of Jesus. And I know, God, that you respond. I trust you, Father. Bring me back. Raise me up. Use my life. Not for destruction of the path I was on, but for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise if you would. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.